American Airlines has agreed to buy up to 20 supersonic jets. American put down a non-refundable deposit from a company called Boom Supersonic on the planes that are still on the drawing board. United Airlines has a similar deal to buy 15 jets. It has been nearly 20 years since the last supersonic passenger flight. The Concorde failed to catch on because of the high cost, both for passengers and airlines. The CEO of Boom Supersonic, Blake Scholl, insists his company's planes will be different when it debuts in 2029, with tickets costing about $4,000 to $5,000 to fly from New York to London in about 3.5 hours. Boom says its planes will have a top speed 1.7 times the speed of sound, about 1,300 miles per hour. I'm Ed Donahue.